Welcome to this episode where there is no guest. The guest is me. I'm your host, Chris Ruggiero, with your guest, also me, Chris Ruggiero. It's just me here.
Welcome to the Chris Ruggiero Podcast.
There is an almost infinite amount of podcasts for you to decide to click on, so I appreciate you clicking on this, my show. So I've really been enjoying creating these podcast episodes and chatting with entertainers and interesting people who are up to really cool stuff and sharing their stories with you guys. So thank you guys for listening to everything that I've done so far with the show. I know I've focused a lot on entertainers, live theater entertainers and musicians and magicians and variety type artists, just because that's pretty much the world that I live in and what I'm familiar with. But as I started the show, I wanted it to be two things. I wanted it to be an entertaining show where you got a behind-the-scenes look at some people who are doing some really cool things with their life. And I wanted it to be an inspiring show where you can leave after listening and be pumped up, be a little bit motivated to pursue whatever the things are that you're working on in your life. Whatever job and life that you're living, we all have these dreams and things that we want to accomplish, but most of us are very hesitant and afraid to take the first steps because those first steps are always so hard. They're the hardest because in our minds, we come up with these crazy circumstances and crazy situations that could be, oh, what if this happens or what if that happens? I know that that's really hard. It's really hard for me when I'm working on something new in my show or a new project or whatever, that you always think about all these things that could go wrong or things that won't go how you want them to go, and that prevents you from taking the first step. Where if you just take that first step and jump in and do it, then you'll figure it out as you go. I've been having a few concepts that have been bouncing around in my head that I wanted to use this to explore them and get them out into the world, and hopefully you guys can get something out of it. As I've been getting some questions actually on my contact form on my website, if you go over to chrisruggiero.com, there's a contact form there, and some people have been sending in some questions, people that are up to some things and looking for just advice. So keep doing that, keep sending your questions in if you are working on something and are stuck or are, you know, not sure the next step to take. Sometimes just chatting it out with somebody. I'm probably not an expert in whatever you're doing, but sometimes it helps to just talk to somebody and to just get a new idea flowing in. So send them in. I got a question the other day from someone that said they are working on something, but they're afraid they're going to lose the skills that they have. And I didn't quite understand the question, but I think that's something like I was saying before. We think of all these things, or for me, sometimes I'm hesitant to put something out into my show or create something because I think I'm going to run out of ideas. So I want to save them all up and not create this thing. So I want to wait till I have it, a nice package of this whole thing to present to the world and whatever. And that turns into never doing anything. You know, it's like if you keep thinking you're going to save this idea for when it's perfect, it's never going to be perfect and you're never going to get it out. So that's something that I'm working on, just like this new podcast episode. I have ideas that I want to share. It's not perfect, but I know there's some ideas in here that are valuable. So I decided I'm just going to get it out there. Which my first idea that I was thinking of is this idea of the choices that we have to, the small choices that we do every day and these consequences that come out of those. And it's kind of a basic thing, the idea of are you a leader or are you a follower? And then the simple things, we can kind of create what we want by being a leader, or you can follow what other people have created and be a follower. And of course, you're never one or the other 100%. No one is a 100% leader. We are influenced by other people around us. So there's always a balance in what we are doing. But if we skew that balance just a little bit towards the leader side, and we kind of take action and take initiative to create something that no one else has ever done before, then that opens a whole world of possibilities. And the consequences that come out of that or who knows what could happen. On a similar note to leading versus following is creating versus consuming. We have a choice in whatever we're doing. We can create something or we can consume something. And consuming often for in our day of what we are doing now, consuming is Netflix and Game of Thrones and whatever shows and things on the internet that you are doing, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. How many times, how many people, as soon as they wake up, I know I'm working on not doing this, but it's a big challenge. The first thing that you do when you wake up, grab the phone, click Twitter, scroll, 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 looking at stuff that you don't even care about. Next up, Facebook. Click on Facebook. Scroll, 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 scroll. Find yourself in some stupid comment thread getting angry at people who are talking about who knows what. And there's people that you don't even care about talking about things that you don't even care about. And you're getting upset about it because you're consuming all this bad, negative things from other people in the world. And then you go over to Instagram and you do the same thing. You're scrolling through all this stuff. I think Instagram is probably the least terrible one. Because at least on Instagram, you get to pick whose stuff that you see, so you can pretty much get rid of all the people that annoy you. But you're still consuming all this stuff, and you're at the mercy of these other people. Again, you're following what all these other people are doing instead of creating your day around what you want to do. So are you creating things or consuming things? What if every day when you woke up, instead of consuming all this stuff from the internet and Instagram and Facebook and Twitter and Netflix, you spent an hour in the morning creating something, whatever you're into, you want to take a photo. And then you can use, I'm not saying Instagram and Twitter and Facebook are terrible things. I think they're great tools and given me a lot of opportunities to get things out into the world. But what if you use them and be a creator instead of being a consumer? If you're into taking photos, go outside and take a photo every morning of the sunrise or your commute when you're driving to work or whatever you're doing. Or write a blog post on your blog that is whatever you're into. You know, if you're into collecting pottery, you can write a blog post about the pot that you bought. Write a blog post about whatever you're into. I don't know. What are you up to? What are you into? Do you go back to my contact form? Tell me what you're up to. What's something, a hobby or an interest that you have that you want to create, and you're looking for some way to do that, create things for other people to experience. And send me a message. Let me know if you're kind of stuck on that. Send me a message. I'll see if I have any ideas for you to get that out there. So I was recently on the morning news out in Pittsburgh talking about some stuff that I'm up to. And I focused around the idea of life. So my whole segment was on this idea of life and how we can live and experience things in a strong, powerful way. Be a leader instead of a follower. Be a creator instead of a consumer. So thinking about life, I came up with an idea using the letters of life. So it's easy for you to remember. It starts out with L, which stands for learn. We can learn as many things as possible. That's what we need to do. Learn every new type of skill, everything that you can possibly acquire, these new skills and new talents, and just learn everything you can, because opportunities are constantly raining down. And I like to think of it as opportunities as something like raindrops pouring down. If you just go about, you don't try to learn new skills and develop who you are, you have basically a small shot glass in your hand, and you're running around desperately trying to catch these raindrops, these opportunities that are coming down. And you can imagine it, that kind of sucks. That's really hard to do. You're fighting this battle, and it's almost impossible to catch an individual raindrop in your shot glass. But as we learn more new skills and develop new ideas inside of our brains, our shot glass becomes bigger. And all of a sudden we have something like a bucket. And now that bucket is catching this rain and catching these opportunities way more. We don't even have, it almost becomes automatic. We can just set the bucket out there. And it's like these opportunities are finding their way into the bucket where we're not working as hard. You can say that becomes luck. So as we have a greater bucket, more skills, more talent, more ideas, our luck increases without us doing any more work because the size of our bucket collecting these opportunities is bigger. And you can take that to any level that you want. The more skills, the more things that you learn, your bucket could become the size of a giant swimming pool where you're not even doing anything. You just become lucky because you have all these things happening and these opportunities are raining down and you've prepared so you're able to collect them and move on them and take action on them. The next letter in life is I. It stands for initiate. So we need to initiate a plan. And I said it before, when we initiate a plan, we come up with all these ideas that probably won't turn out how we want them to. But the most important part is taking that first step. So initiate a plan, but don't worry about how the end of the plan is. Focus on your plan of the first step, the first day. What can you do right now today to get started? Don't worry about what happens next week. Think about what happens today. What happens this hour? What can you do right now? Like, can you send one email to somebody asking them a question or reach out to a friend, ask if they know anybody that can help you? What's that first step that you can do? Initiate that plan, get started, and then reevaluate each day. Reinitiate a new plan to make little small steps each day. Think about if you took one step towards what you're trying to accomplish every day, how far are you going to be within the next year? The next letter is F, flexibility. So we need to be flexible in our plans. As I said with the I initiate, these things aren't going to happen as we want them to all the time. So as we initiate that plan and take these steps every day, we need to be flexible and adapt and change. There's a really cool story about Walt Disney as he was building Disneyland, and they had the castle there, the main attraction of Disneyland, and there was a little lawn out in front of it, and they had a sign that said, "Do not," a little rope and a sign that says, "Do not walk on the grass." And a maintenance man came over to Walt Disney and said, "We need to fix this sign and put up a bigger fence because everyone is stepping over the rope, standing in the grass, and taking photos in front of the castle." Walt Disney wasn't stuck in his ways where he thought this is the way it was supposed to be. He went over and looked and realized this is the best place in the whole park to take a photo in front of the castle. So he told the maintenance man, "No, you can't tell people not to do this. Take the rope down and change the sign. Instead of saying, 'Do not step on this grass,' change the sign to say, 'This is the best place to take a photo in front of the castle.'" So Walt Disney was smart enough to be flexible in his plan. He didn't stick to his initial idea. He didn't realize that was going to be the best place to take the photo in his initial plan. So he was flexible. And what that turned into was the benefit to everyone. He didn't need to worry about people ruining that grass. And he let people do what was the best for everyone and leave with a great photo of the castle. So be flexible with your plan. Your initial plan might be wrong. So if you're flexible, you can figure it out and develop a better plan as you move along. The final letter in life is E, and I think this is the most important. Now, a lot of this stuff seems like it might be a lot of work and stressful and hard. So E is important because it stands for enjoy everything. So the most important part is enjoy the process. There's going to be challenges, there's going to be things that come up, but if we just appreciate each step of the way and enjoy them, it'll be an enjoyable process and we'll end up being a lot more productive when we're enjoying things that we're doing instead of being stressed out and worrying so much about them. That's an easy one. Remember to enjoy everything that you are doing. All right, so that's going to do it for this solo selfie round, as we call it, of the show. Thank you guys for listening. Send in questions or comments or whatever on the contact form on the site. That's chrisruggiero.com, and then hit on contact and you can send a form right on there. And I want to be able to help you guys with whatever you're working on, or at least share some ideas. Again, I probably am not an expert at whatever you're working on, but I'd like to learn, at the very least, learn, hear what you're up to, and offer some encouragement to help you on your way. There's a quote that I just found the other night that I'll leave you with, so I won't explain it. I'll let you interpret it as you will, by a poet called Walter D. Wintle. If you think you'll lose, you're lost. For out in the world, we find success begins with a fellow's will. It's all in the state of mind. Life's battles don't always go to the stronger or faster man, but soon or late, the man who wins is the man who thinks he can. Do you believe that you can? Are you going to be a leader or a follower? Are you going to be a creator or a consumer? Things to think about. Thank you very much for listening, and see you next time.
Thank you for listening to the Chris Ruggiero Podcast.